Does Larry make you do that a little bit?
It gets a shot a little bit. Thank you all for coming. I hope you can hear me in the back. Tonight's topic is going to be, I think, a very interesting one. Memela, it's in here in the Mishnah Berurah in this section in the Torah, but it doesn't have a lot to do with what we've been discussing, but on the other hand, it has a lot to do with what we're discussing. And that is that, are you allowed to say Pesukim Baal Peh? We know that there are two types of Torah. We have Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, the written Torah and the oral Torah. So we learn out that the written Torah, which is our Torah that's in the Aron Kodesh, the Tanakh as well, so that is written and can't be said orally, and the oral Torah cannot be written, can only be learned orally. So we know, because Eif Lasos LaHashem, because Jews were forgetting about the Torah, so therefore they allowed them to write it down. And therefore, as we know, we have mirrors and mirrors of Svarim, but without this heter, it's an Isser to do that. So the practical ramifications of Pesukim, as you might think, it has nothing to do with anything, it has a lot to do with a lot of things. And that is that just off the cuff, we can think about what we do Baal Peh. Many of us say a lot of things Baal Peh. The first thing that comes to mind is clearly the Shema. So even though you say, okay, some of us don't say it's Baal Peh, we look in the Siddur, everybody says the first Pesuk, Baal Peh, right? Nobody, I mean, that's the way, the order of it. You cover your eyes, so how can you? And it's interesting, as we'll see if there's a heter for that. A lot of us say some of the Pesukei Dezimra Baal Peh, you know, when it comes to Pesach Yodecha, we don't look into the Siddur, we say Pesach Yodecha, that's part of Tanakh. Furthermore, we'll discuss different things like Tehillim. Many of us say Tehillim Baal Peh. We know at least two or three of them Baal Peh, so we always say the Baal Peh. Kiddush on Friday night, Vayechulu, these are all psukim of Parakim that are written. And therefore, we'll discuss that.
But what's wrong? What's the reason why it's wrong to say them?
Good question. So the answer is that, as we'll see, we're afraid that specifically with Torah Shebechsav, we're afraid that you're going to misquote the Pesukim, which in fact might lie into a more serious problem, maybe even a Unis or Deraisa. The actual edict of not saying Pesukim out loud, so that we'll see what it is. Is it a Minhug? Is it a Mahadrim thing? Is it a Deraisa, Derabanan? But not to say this is because we're afraid you're going to misquote it. Misquoting a Pesuk is very serious, right? Lahab Bilofei Olofim, that's what many of the religions do. They misquote Pesukim, or they might say the actual Pesuk, but they misquote it, their interpretations of it. They read it into the English, and they write something that's not true. Right?
Some people say also that you can't, sing a song, or, have a song that...
Right, so this is one of the serious problems with modern-day music. Besides the problem of it being the Chorban, and people say that it's a problem, it's a shir within itself, many of the songs are Pesukim from either the Torah, many of them are from Tehillim. So the best raya for that, as we'll see later on, I think the best raya is that what do you think the Levim did in the Beis Hamikdash? Were they looking in Siddurs? So maybe that's not true. They weren't looking in Siddurs. So that should be okay. It reminds me that I remember that Avram Fried, when I was at a concert of his, he was at one of the Hanukkah concerts in YU, so one of the songs that he sang is Mufurish Mamish from the Torah. We'll see there's probably a chilek between stuff that's written in the Torah, which is called, let's call it in the Chumash, so we don't get confused between Nach. Stuff that's written in the Chumash, as opposed to stuff written in Nach, so it was a pasuk in the Torah. I think the song was Kikor V'Lecha Adover M'od, like one of those songs. That's a Mufurish pasuk. So when he starts singing it, he all of a sudden goes to the piano, he picks up a Chumash, and he starts reading it from the Chumash. So we'll see, is that really what you have to do? Is there a problem with that? Fine, that's what we're going to discuss tonight. And the story to relate to it is, I remember when I was in Hefter, so first grade, the big Zach was, which is very popular too, to learn Pesukim Baal Peh. This we'll discuss as well. And unfortunately, that wasn't a strong hold of mine. And that's really what the teacher that's the way that she taught. Was a she? That's the way that she taught, right? So she would write on an index card, Vayidaber, that was always my favorite. It was Vayidaber Hashem, I knew what that meant. But then she would use all these words, and the kids to learn it by heart, learn it by heart. And it always bothered me, even as a little kid, is this really the point of, however, we see that this is a Derech HaLimud, the little kids in Cheder, they learn everything, they know by heart, that's even more, Mishnah, so on and so forth. See, is that allowed or not? So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. This is the Simon Mem Tef in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Yochel Lomar Kriya Shema Baal Peh. So he says like this. Afal Gav, this is again Simon Mem Tef. Afal Gav, Dekayim Alan, Dvarim Shebechsav, Iyata Rashari, La'amrim Al Peh, Kol Dover Shiragil, Beshagir, Bifnei HaKol, Kagon Kriya Shema, Birchus Kohanim, Parshas HaTomid, Kiyotzevam Mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch passes as follows. Even though we know that it's Toshe Bechsav, that you're not allowed to say them by heart. Anything called over shirugil, that's normal. The shugar mipi, that normally people say, is mutter. For example, Kriya Shema, everybody knows that by heart. Birchos Kohanim, which will create a problem as well, because the Kohanim get up there, they don't have a sitter in the hands. Parshas HaTumid, maybe not as much, but nowadays, being today's Rosh Chodesh and Yonah Dioma, right, many of us, this is the only laning we could probably lane as well, because everybody knows, you say it so many times, so that even could be mutter. So this appears to be, at least according to the interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch, a very strict halacha. So that would mean things that are not rugel to you, stam pesukim, are a problem. And therefore, if we go back to our examples that we gave before, teaching kids baal peh might be a problem. Saying to Tehillim that you don't know so well, Baal Peh could be a problem. Kiddush maybe won't be a problem because it's Ragil. It's interesting though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Vayechulu, which you would think everybody knows. The Mishnah Berurah though, all of a sudden gives a tremendous twist to it, which will open up the discussion for tonight. And look at the Mishnah Berurah in Aleph. And he says, Zavarim Shebechstav. So first of all, Suma Mutter Likroso Baal Peh, Bishum Eif La'asos La'Hashem Hifir Torah Secha. Eif La'asos La'Hashem Hifir Torah Secha is basically saying, like we say in, when we put the Torah right, Darcher Darcher Noam. The Torah was created for those to be able to live with the Torah in a beautiful way. And because of Eif La'asos Hashem, so in order to keep the Torah, of course it's mutter for a summa. There's no other way that he can do it. V'hu ha'din, imhu b'veit ha'asurim. Therefore, if he's in jail as well, v'en yachol, he has no choice, he has no chumash. So therefore, it's also mutter. Then he says, i'atan kozav ha'drabaz, chelik al simen kuflam and heg, l'kroiz ha'parsha ba'al peh, Bishash Shas Kora, Ani Nizahir, Aval, Ani Moichela Acherim, Mishum, the Yesh, Poskim, Harbe, Shesovim, the Aisir, Hu, Dafka, Im Mose Beze, La Acherim, Ide Chavasam. Oh, so this is an important point. This is a very important point, and that this is a great Heter. So we're going to see that the Mishnah Berurah brings a lot of Heterim. The first Heter he really brings is, the idea of, this is only La Mosi Acherim. So if you can think to yourself of a case, when are you mosi someone in what you're saying? That would mean pesukim is remember you could say baal peh, shema you could say baal peh. It would only be in something that you don't say baal peh. So what would be an example of that? So certainly you could say birchas kohanim. You could say to be yosi, but the clearest example would be vayichulu kiddush, right? The person makes kiddush, the husband makes kiddush. He's yosi everybody at the table. And therefore, that could be a problem if he says a baal peh, and many of us probably do that, right? We say a baal peh. We don't say it for sitter, so we'll see if maybe there is a good halacha that your person should bedavka say vayichulu, should say it from a sitter. We'll see if in fact that's a halacha or not. And therefore, so that would really, if that's really the halacha, only the lahotzi, so then it would be almost a clear-cut halacha that you can say everything out loud, because when are you ever yotzi on the one? This is actually something that was not instituted by the Mishnah Berurah. This is what the Rif says, the Rush says this, and the Ritzvah say this all along the same lines. We'll see, there's a Gemara that discusses Mefarsh. V'chein kasa v'atar z'kenim, and the Gra says this as well. More hater. Misha dorish v'rabim, v'harbe p'sukim shabatar v'kasher lo. L'chavash v'chol shah v'chumish, v'mnei kovenet tzibor, evshel l'hakel. So now here's another hater, right? The Rav is up there and he's giving a drasha, and every few seconds or every few minutes he's quoting another pasuk, you know, to proofs and so on and so forth. So each time he's going to have to go flip back and forth. So that's Kavanat Tzibur. So another reason, Kavanat Tzibur is also you could be Mako. So it's interesting because obviously Kavanat Tzibur, he's not being Yotze the Kahal, but still there's another heter to that if you don't like the first one.
Right,
so you could say even maybe Tirchot Tzibur that all, but I also think obviously it's Kavanat Tzibur, but even a practical thing, you don't want to lose the audience, right? You have these people really, wow, I didn't know that was a pasuk, and he's going to go, wait a minute, I think it's, oh, I didn't mark, oh, I'm sorry, once, you know whether that happens in a shiur. You're waiting. No, get to it already. So that's the covenant receiver. It's also very simply. It's not proper to go back and forth. Just say what you have to say. Okay. So then he says fine. And then he gives a bunch of tourism to Tussle Yishenu, which we'll discuss also later on the Virgla. The sugar aval im eno sugar b'pi So then the question is that what is it what you know? Is it what people know? Kigon kriya shema. So then here's another hat. Chayin psukin zimra. Right? This is not what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says shema. Everybody knows shema. I'm venture to say that many people don't know all psukin zimra by heart. But he says no. Even psukin zimra. That's also mutter to say. Uparshas atamid. Pasuk amargan avram. He gets from the base. Yosef Yirish Yesh Deil Shonus. V'tam Heter Amirus Elu Hadvarim Shebaal Peh. Lachen Yesh Lizar Shalom Lomar Shum Dover Beal Peh. Ki Imma Shenizkar Padu Shulchan Aruch Uvashur Is Chavas Yoyer. So he says that he's not so sure about this Heter. The Magen Avraham was strict in this. And he said, do we really know nowadays? Do we know everything so well when it comes to Karbonos? You should be more careful. We pointed out last week that Karbonos, you have to be very careful what you say, to understand what you say. Certainly, by heart, might be problematic. The Chavos Yoreh says, well, what about Tehillim? So he says, Matir Lomar, Kol Sefer Tehillim Baal Peh, Dekeven Tehu, Lahoyri Rachamei Hashem. Having like Tefillah. So this is even a further heter. Number one, it's Rachamei Hashem, so it's a different thing. But I think also the heter is Torah Tefillah. We discussed this many times already. When we have something that's Ketoris Tefillah, so there you're allowed to do a half psukim, we said possibly, and there it's not the same thing as like reading it from the Torah. So there would be even another heter. B'nirali, the Yesh L'samach Alav, and therefore this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, you have a lot of heterim here, you don't have to worry. So here the heterim of the Mishnah Berurah to summarize. The Eis L'Asos L'Hashem, so that might even apply nowadays. If we have an Eis L'Asos L'Hashem, it's for us, okay, it applies to the sum of the person in jail, because it's more difficult. Certainly the heterim are to be moti acherim, which is in most cases you're not moti as another person. Kavod atzibur, and then we said la'orir tehillim is okay, lo'odir shamayim, because it's kitoris tefillah, fine. And this is along the same derech of the Bir Halacha says also, aval kozev rogil b'fiv hetiv shel yavo latos, if it's something that's not going to bo latos, it should be mutter. He says, yavo latos b'amiris lo'lanu. He said, but by halal, maybe it's a problem, because lolanu, do we really know it by heart? And kuf lamed hey, kapitza kuf lamed hey, which is haluka, one of the halukas, halu shem Hashem, you know, basis rebel chas Hashem, do we know that by heart, really? So he says, you have to be careful, it's not so partial. So the question is, first of all, we're going to ask a question on the Mishnah Berurah. Let's look at the sheet that I handed out, and that sheet discusses, I'm the first Gemara that discusses this halacha. The Gemara says in Gittin as follows, this is in Daf Samach, Amid Beis, and we'll see the Rashi as well. It tells a story about Darish Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachmani, Mitakamina de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Kosev Lacha, it says Zvar Me'ila. What does it mean when it says, the Pasuk says, Kosev Lacha, Zvar Me'ila. So he says, what does it mean? The Kosev, he Alpeirish Zvar Me'ila, he Kesa Zvar Shebechzav, he Atarashoi La'amram, Alpi Zvar Shebe Alpeh, Atarashom La'amram Bechzav. So this is the Gemara that we learn out. Things that are Torah Shavuot Sav, you can't say by heart. And things that are Torah Baal Peh, you can't write down. So, the Rashi comments, what does it mean, Dvarim, that we're talking about that you can't write it down, that you can't write, say it by heart? She'amarti lecha, diksav i'ata rashoi, moisram li'yisrael al peh. Literally translated, the things that I say, diksav i'ata rashoi la'alam yisrael peh. So people take this, Rashi to interpret it as follows. That's talking about l'mesoyrim l'b'nei Yisrael. When you're giving it over to b'nei Yisrael, you can't say it out loud. So many comment that Rashi must mean, or Chashocha points this out as well, that this must mean some things that you're being yotzi other people. So there you have to be more careful. When you're being yotzi someone, you got to say it in the sitter. It's not appropriate. You must say it in the sitter. But by other things, not necessarily. So what's interesting is that the Tor, he formulates this a bit differently than what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah says as follows. Umasha Korim Parshas is number two. Umasha Korim Parshas Atomid Al Peh Lechein Pesuket Zimra Afal Gav Dekeim Elan Dvarim Shebachsavi Atay Rasham Laman Al Peh Kosov Dodi HaRav Rav Chaim. His uncle Rav Chaim, not the Rav Chaim, we know. Kol Dava Sheragil V'Shagar V'Pi Ein, so he says, Call ein ba mishum dvarim shiksav iatar rishonim amr malpeh. The Adoni Avi Arush Zal. The Rush also says to add upon that amru delo amrinu dvarim shiksav iatar rishonim amr malpeh ela lohosi acherim yedeh chavasim. Oh, the Rush says this. And if it's ruggle b'piv, his uncle says if it's ruggle b'piv, So it's normal that people say either you or people in general, no problem, don't worry about it. About kol echad la'atmo shari. So if you're just saying it by yourself, it's 100% mutter. L'chein, no again, be'ashkenaz, kishim agiyah shliach tibar, le'pesukim shevet tefila, kigong mikamocha be'ilum Hashem, v'Hashem yimloch li'olam vod, shehu shatak v'akol omrim, they say it over. So this, obviously, we have Siddur Baruch Hashem nowadays. But Shliach Tzibur, as we know in the olden days, used to be the one with the sitter. He would say everything, and everybody would follow along. So it said when it came to certain psukim that mefarsh were written in the Torah, it seems, so that people there would say it's a Hashem Yiloch Le'Lomved, they would follow up with Hashem Yiloch Le'Lomved, which is, by the way, why in Az Yashir, because I'm going to say Hashem Yiloch Le'Lomved twice, right? So I think that's the reason, is that it used to be repeated. Certain things used to be repeated. The problem, the interesting thing is that the Beis Yosef, commenting on this, Beis Yosef, also known as the Shulchan Aruch, so he comments on this and he gives all these reasons and all these haterim. So it's interesting to note that in the Shulchan Aruch itself, he doesn't give these haterim, being Yotzi Yedeichem. And there we'll see in a moment a question on this. Let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan for a moment. The Aruch HaShulchan brings a number of very interesting points. First of all, he quotes a Gemara, he quotes our Gemara, he quotes a bunch of other Gemaras, and he quotes a Gemara in Tanit, a Daf Chol Ches. He says, the Mavur Milashon Rabbi Yotzi, this is what we saw. He says, so there's no problem. The Tosfos and Truma says as well, so that's the second heter. The first heter is, you have to be, it's only if you're Yotzi the Tzibur. The second heter is an important heter, as we said before. This is according to the Tosfos and Trumas, is that if there are only psukim that are psukim from the Torah. So therefore we can take out anything in Nach. So that's including all of our davening. Includes all of Tehillim. So therefore that would be heter number one. Only if it's mamish, something that's written in the Chumash. So then we have to ask ourselves further, even if it's something in the Chumash like Az Yashir, what is the function of Az Yashir? Is it Ketorah's Tefillah, or is it like reading it from the Chumash? That's the question, and that we'll ask on the Vayichulu too. Is Vayichulu something that you have to say to be Yotzi Midaraisa Yudei of reading the Torah, or is it something that you do for another reason, possibly?
Are we talking about in all these cases the whole entire pasuk, you know, Aleph to Beis, or is it just pieces of the pasuk? Because for instance, when we're reading Gemara and we, you know, the Torah so on the, you know.
Right.
When you quote a pasuk, it's not always that the entire pasuk. You're really just reading.
Right, so that is actually more of a problem, because that's a meforish iser, that a pasuk shalom askinu moshe, you can't do half pasukim. So the heter becomes, as we mentioned, the heter becomes number one in tefillah pasuk, which we say the famous one is the Zos HaTorah. So if Zos HaTorah, shalom moshe from Ebenezer, Yisrael, Hashem, biyad moshe. Biyad moshe is a new pasuk. How can you say biyad moshe? Famous, al kein beirach Hashem es yom moshe az gashem. Half pasuk. So what do all these things? So the Rav answered it by saying that's not a problem, because that's the Torah's tefillah, which I think is going to be one of the answers tonight. That if it's not the function of it, it's not really Limud Torah in that way, meaning it's not Ketorah, you're not saying I'm quoting a pasuk, you're not doing it for that reason, so then it might be okay. So too, I think in the Gemara, the Heter is very simple. The Heter is that we're not quoting the whole Pesukim, because that's not the point of what we're bringing here. That's not the style of the Gemara. If you quoted all Pesukim, the Gemaras would be a lot longer. But it's for Talmud Torah reasons, and maybe Kavod HaTzibur, we're not going to quote all the Pesukim, it's easier to learn that way. So that would be okay. So here, we're really discussing specifically about when you're saying it by heart. So it wouldn't really matter, we're talking about paragraphs and not paragraphs. It would be very, very specifically, even if it was one Pesuk from the Torah, are you allowed to say that by heart? So the only difference I would make is that certainly for me to say Bereishis Bara Elokim Zashamayim Zaharim, everybody knows that pasuk. But for me to say Perek Aleph of Bereishis, to say Vayer Revoka Yom and go through all the thing, that might be usher, because that's not something b'fiv. That would be the only, you know, distinction you could make, but that's not really part of the answer. If I didn't know Bereishis Bara Elokim Zashamayim Zaharim, maybe I couldn't say that pasuk. So, fine. So that's two heterim again. Heterim that, the Aruch HaShulchan brings. Again, it has to be Yotzi the Tzibur, and also maybe if it's not written in the Chumash, so it's also not an Isser. Go down to Gimel. The Yushalmi says as follows. This is actually not just the Yushalmi, the Tosfos Yushanim brings this down as well, and Yuma brings this down, the Birka Yotzi brings this down as well. It says as follows. Kasu Dezer Rak Mitzvah Min HaMuchar. This is obviously an extremely important point. Shalol Likroyz Galtez, Ram Shavsav, the ain isser bidover. it's not an isra mamish, it's a min hatov, it's nice, a mitzvah meruchim, you can do it, you should do it. Therefore, when Avram Free got up and he said it, so that's a mitzvah meruchim. So he wanted to read from a chumash, it's very nice. But if the chumash didn't come, he forgot about it, so of course you could still do it. And then also, he also says, as Yishanim, only lahosi yidei echerim, fine. And then he continues and he says, im kein, ha'ich omer ha'shas hala, in yod yomer. So what happened today? When the Shas is Halim, Moti Acherim, the Teirat came on She'eno Ella, Shelch Gauda. So this is, I think, Ketor's Tefillah is saying. When we say Halel, so we're not really saying Halel for the intrinsic value of learning Torah. This is part of Shelch Gauda. This is part of Rosh Chodesh. We have a special din that on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov, so on and so forth, we say the special thing, Shelch Gauda LaShem. Special songs that we bring up to the Ribbono Shelem. But that's Ketor's Tefillah. That's not because we're learning Halukah. What does Halukah mean? No. We're learning Ketor's Tefillah, and therefore it should be Mutter too. And fine, so that would be mutter. Again, the hakpadu would be Torah. The Mordechai also says, as we've quoted as well, this is the Mordechai says that if you're used to saying it, it would be okay. So then, an interesting quote: the Rambam, which I underlined, the Rambam lo nimsa ze klau v'ulai sfirule the comments of Aram shall prepare also Lomar. So he said that he doesn't say this. I don't think he means he doesn't say it, because actually Mefarsh, the Rambam quotes this, and he says you're not allowed to. What he's trying to say probably is that it's only Usur Lahotzi Achirim. As we'll quote the Sheol Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg, so he grapples with what the Orach HaShulchan is saying here, and he says, no, it must be what he's trying to get at, that the Kasam Mishra brings out, is that the Rambam must be maskim also, Lahotzi Achirim would be the only Isser here. And the last thing that he says, the last heter he brings, is this Eitz L'Asos L'Hashem. He switches around the Eitz L'Asos L'Hashem. He says, nowadays, we have to say Pesukim out loud. That's the way that it is. So it would be mutter. So again, the Orach HaShulchan brings a myriad of heterim. And therefore, so again, I think we have even more to heterim that this din really doesn't apply in a very, very specific case. So that very, very specific case is a case that actually happens to us probably every Friday night. So we come home, we have another problem, we come home, so we have a mitzvah midaraisa of Kiddush. So, not to get involved in the argument, but there is an argument about, so what do you do when you come home? Because you've already said Ma'ariv, you've already said Vayichulu in Shemoneh Esrei, so that can be another, by the way, another issue. Can you say Vayichulu? I know Vayichulu, I don't have to look into the Siddur, but you come home, and you've been Yosi, you miss the Daraisa, your wife hasn't, so there's a Shiloh there, what do you do? Her level's higher than yours, it's one of the only times where she has a higher level. So some women, after candlelighting, say Vayichulu, the famous Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says, when she says Good Shabbos, so that's also a miss the Daraisa of Kavosh Shabbos. Nonetheless, so you come home, and now you're being Yosi, you have guests over, you're being Yosi everybody. So we learned, though, bar none, there is no Hefter when it comes to be Yosi Achemer. You can't say Vayichulu. You can't say something. I'm being mosi you. Meaning, if I didn't know Vayichulu, right? I was once eating over by someone's house on Rosh Hashanah, and they had left all the machzor and were in shul, prepared for the next day. They didn't know the Kiddush for Rosh Hashanah, right? So it happens to be a little bit different. So they didn't know what to do. So let's say in the case, the guy didn't know Vayichulu. So he didn't know Vayichulu. So if I just say Bori Priya Gafen, right? He said Baruch Hashem Bori Priya Gafen. Then I say the regular, you still need to say Vayichulu. That's part of Kiddush. So it's really something you have to be Yosei. I'm being Yosei with you. So the Tzitz Eliezer was asked the following question. He was asked, apparently the minhag was, I'm not familiar with this minhag, that when the husband would say it, the wife would mouth along with the husband in order to be Yosei with him. Nowadays, I don't think that that's the minhag. The question would be, what if he was reading from the Siddur? So he was being Yosei, the not saying it about Pat, and she's saying it about Pat. What exactly is going on here? So the Tzitz Eliezer discusses this, and he says as follows. He says that, I think this is an interesting point. When it comes to Kiddush, he says, Vilani Daisi, Nira, Lomar, that there's a different thing by Vayichulu. The Keshel Amiros Vayichulu. She'ein al zeh iser shel iatar rashai la'amrim ba'peh. Why? Ove shin yisam lomar she'kul yama yodea al kach. Number one, everybody knows Vayichulu by heart. V'hu de'hoil de'amiros zu shel Vayichulu. What is it? Nitzkana what? K'dei l'ha'id. Wait a minute. Kiddush is intrinsically different. Why do we say Kiddush? We don't say Kiddush because we want to learn this specific passage in Bereishis. It's because we're giving Eidus to Ribono Shel Olam. Therefore, as I'm sure many of us know, right, when the Chazan says Vayechulu on Friday night, so, right, we say it together with him. Why? It's an Ishtikla Eidus. And that's why everybody comes, all the cool people come up to the rabbi afterwards and they say Vayechulu with him. Because there's a din of Eidus, right? So many people have the problem, once there's no Eidus at night, so how can you do this? Okay, it's a quasi, okay, no, it's quasi Eidus, and we know it's not exactly Eidus. It's a quasi Eidus, it's a nice thing to do. Therefore, people say that when it comes by Yechulu, even though people normally sit for Kiddush, they stand for Yechulu, and they sit for that, because it's Eidus, you have to stand when you get Eidus. So, the Tzitz Eliezer continues along this idea of Eidus. Wait a minute, if it's really Eidus, Omrim Oso Gam Be'amida, you should say it's standing, right? Most people do that, and the Kavish Shekach HaRei Din Eidus. He said it would just be a Din Eidus, and he says even better. So he turns the tables around. He says, "Wait a minute! I even think it's a mitzvah min amuchar to say it ba'al peh. Why? Because he brings based on the Gemara. I think there's a Gemara in Gittin that says this. That very fascinating. He says that what happens if somebody comes and gives Eidus, right? And they said, "Okay, sir, what's your Eidus?" And he opens up a piece of paper and he starts reading it. So what are you going to think about that Eidus, right? Somebody coaxed him and said to say that. Is that really Eidus? A machlokes, a rishonim, if in fact that's something that you're allowed to say. Right, right. So that's isn't that a higher form of Eidus, right? Are you really Eidus, or are you saying, God, is this what you want me to say on Friday night? Okay, if that's what I have to say, that's what I have to say. So, right, he quotes the Piskei Tshuva quotes this, and it's really B'Shem HaRitva. The Ritva says this about this being Eidus or not. So, I think that that's a very, very, very nice riot. He says, no, you should say about that, because it's Eidus, it's totally different. So in the same Shuv, he discusses, what about Tehillim? So he quotes the fasting Sam Sofer as well. The Dover Zeh, Sheyachol Chazal, Latiken Mitzchila, Shelo Yachol, Alzeh Hadin, Shel Iyata Roshoyim, La'amro Be'alteh, Ani Motze, Sivu B'Shel Shuv, Chazam Sofer. The Sam Sofer says as follows. In your day, but he says like this. Mofina, he says, Chol Shari Tehilos, or Tehillim, Nemra B'chol Peh, Timika Hachi. He says, no, it should be okay. Hello, Nirish, Hayu Halaviyim, Rishavim Beit HaMikdash Mitoch HaSever. Are you telling me they had the Sidurim there when they were singing by Korban Pesach? That's what they did? Of course not. Isha Hayu Osev Pesach, Korin Halal Mitoch HaSever. The EK and Hachi, right? So he says, Hare Nirish, come on, let's not go too far here. So they didn't. So Tehillim is different. So we said, what had Tehillim to regive? We said probably it could be intrinsically different. Because when it comes to Tehillim, that's not that it's not important, but that's part of Nach, right? In fact, that's part of Ksuvim. Okay, that doesn't have the same weight as a as Chumash, as Torah. Furthermore, so he discusses, goes back and forth. Really, what does this mean? If you hold like this, is it an issue deraisa? Is this a derabanan? Is it we quoted before a minhag ba'alma? So he gives different shitas here of what some say. So he says it must be that he holds a derabanan, but those that say the mamish is a din deraisa. Can you imagine that deraisa? You can't say something, right? So that would be unless you go with this heter of the Tzitz Eliezer by Kiddush. Maybe one should be very careful and say vayichulu in betoch hasidur, right? Even in general, this is probably not the worst minhag. To there are people that are makbid, right? Even though we all know Birchas Torah by heart, so when we get up there, there are those. I think this is quoted in Svarim that you're supposed to read it. You're supposed to read it for two reasons. One, because you don't chas v'shalom when you're up there. The Kavodat Tzibur also. You don't want to get the wrong thing. But two, so I think you should show people that's not the worst thing. That a person who doesn't know, they see a guy comes up, he doesn't, you know, and he's got the tall scarf on. Oh, they all of a sudden get the brachas out for him. To learn from a Hanagos of the Rav, so Rabbi Neuberger, that's what he does. When he gets the Aliyah, so he holds, if you ever look, he holds the card up and he says it. Why? Because he doesn't know it? No. To show there's nothing wrong with saying it. Number two, maybe that should be the din. By things, we should be careful. I think it's also a good din when, like we said before, there are certain people, sometimes, who, when they finish the Seder, I'm not sure why they have to do this, they close the Seder and they say, Shimon Esrei Baal Peh. When it's your own private Shimon Esrei, go ahead. You want to be a frumkite on your own Shimon Esrei, fine. But on my Yotze Shimon Esrei, I would like you to look in and make sure you say every word right. And therefore, it's probably, certainly when you're Shliach Tzibur, maybe it is better to say every word and look inside every word. certainly, when it comes to a case of, you go to some shuls and they have these shtickle minhagim. There are many shuls, you'll be surprised, in our community and in other communities, who do certain things, right? The Rav said to do this, you know, and all of a sudden you look in the city, you go, whoa, I missed that. Certainly if you don't nusach svard, right, and you're an Ashkenaz guy, you're not going to say it by heart, because you're going to certainly make mistakes, right? I was davening a few weeks ago for the Amid in Breuers and Paramus, and they say, what do they say? What do you say? They say, aminim, right? That's originally the Masakin was aminim, talking about specifically the Goyim. Aminim. So I almost missed it, right? Because I was really saying about that. But that's something that a person shouldn't do. He shouldn't say about that. Many, many other things. In Beth Aaron, for example, they say, in Kedusha, whatever it is, Ushrachacha, instead of, what do we normally say? Vish, whatever. So there are certain things. Right. If you don't look at the Siddur and B'nai Yishurin, you have to say, we say some Shalom here, so if you're saying it by heart, you're, Hashem Sivasai Sivtah, different things. A person has to be careful. So there's no problem saying it from a Siddur, okay? Who's, oh, this is the article. I know the article Siddur Baal Peh, backwards and forward. That is a bad thing to say from there. The Kuli Alma, this is why the din is like this. You're not allowed to say Kriyas Torah Baal Peh. That there's no argument about. When it comes to Kriyas Torah has to be done from there. And therefore, we know it's somewhat of a problem that people have with Bar Mitzvah boys. Right? There are some that say that Bar Mitzvah boy shouldn't lean on his Bar Mitzvah powers. He should wait a few weeks. Why? We're really nervous about him saying it by heart, even though you think he's not saying it by heart. I'll give you an example. I hope my father doesn't listen to the tape. So, my father told me my Bar Mitzvah leaning. So instead of me learning the truck, which I don't know until today, I memorized it. So too, I could have gone up there and I could say my whole Bar Mitzvah parsha without looking in the Torah. Of course, many of us could do the same. It's not such a grand thing, but the point is that you have to be very careful to read in the Torah. Therefore, there are certain circumstances where, a person has a very, very small Torah, but he has to be very careful. He's making sure that he's actually reading the words and he's not, he's not fudging it and just saying, oh, this is what I know. And this is one of the issues possibly when a person gets up and they show him the place and he kisses it and he says, Baruch Hu, and they say it's the wrong place. So that's because part of it is he also reads with him too. It's his aliyah. He's supposed to read it. So a person has to be certain, when it comes to Kriyas Torah, this is certainly a din that was created for Kriyas Torah. That there's no shiloh about. You cannot say it by heart. If you say it by heart, you're not Yotzi Kriyas Torah. So you have to be very careful with that. Therefore, the Ksam Sover, the same Ksam Sover, discusses a tshuva about what happens if you if they take the Torah and they find that there's a mistake, there's no the Torah. Are you allowed to lean from that Torah? So I think we hold that if there's no other Torah, you do lean from that Torah. But then he says it's not really a proper chumash that you're reading out of. So there's a discussion about this and what a person can do. The last shuva, which is also in Tzitz Eliezer, is also a very interesting shiloh. And that's a shiloh that was brought, a little tzioni shiloh, that was brought by the menahel of the Choriv. Choriv is the famous high school in Eretz Yisrael, I think, or Mati Alon, right? So he was the founder, whatever it was. So the following question he asks, he says, which maybe we didn't think of, I think I pointed this out, and that is that the style of many yeshivas, specifically in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, many people in Eretz Yisrael, even those that are not affiliated, no Tanakh Baal Peh, come on. Right, I always thought it was amazing when I used to work in the Ministry of Defense, so we had 300 Israelis, most of them not affiliated. They can quote you a pasuk like that in Habakkuk. When I had to think to myself, is Habakkuk in the New Testament? Is that, is that part of the Tanakh? They know it very, very well. Part of that is because they have a very interesting system of learning, which includes memorization, right? Where they make them memorize all the pasukim in the Torah and the Tanakh and so on and so forth. So he says, wait a minute. Isn't this against what we're learning tonight? Why are you allowed to do that? So you're going to say, well, you're not being Yotzei Achayim. But he says, the famous Shulchan Aruch, which we quoted in the beginning of the Shir, does not give a heter. He says, even though you're not allowed to do this, there are heterim, no satayim, are kriya shema, birchas kohanim, and things that you know. But a kid who's learning Vayikra, he doesn't know this psukim. Why is he allowed to say it baal peh? He's very bothered by this. So the Tzitz Eliezer answers in a number of different ways. Here's his first answer. there's a number of answers, obviously, much longer tshuva than I've quoted. He says it's very obvious. So he quotes what we've quoted before. He quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, he quotes the Gemara, the Torah, and he says that many people say that it's okay, lo tzi achayim. Here, you're not being yotzi anyone, so it should be mutter. Mikol alon, shenis barer, nira barer lahalacha, de'ein mako mahachmir, uv'akor haminog, hanogos. This is a Yisoda foundation. I mean, it's interesting. This is a Zionist asking someone from the Haredi world. From the Haredi world, it would seem that this is the way they do it. This is what they do in the Cheder. So you shouldn't go back, the Haredi Beis HaTalmud, the Tinokas, Lahatil, say, Yod, and Lami Kitanim, Bialpe Tanakh, this is the way it's done. But Haredi Tolos Bezer, right? This is, they write books now, so many books about how Chinuch should be done. This is one of the ways that they've been very successful. And therefore, I have no shaila on it. So, he then discusses, he was very upset with the lashon that this rabbi used from Chariv. His lashon was, we're doing chinuch, that's called a chinuch against the mechaber. Right? So he said, this is a chinuch keneged ha-mechaber. So he goes, how can you do chinuch keneged what halacha paskins? You can't say, well, even though this is the way everybody does it, but it's against halacha. So he says, let me answer you a number. You can give a number of reasons why this is not true. Reason number one. Who says that this is against the Shulchan Aruch? No, the first reason is that, what do you think? This is the first time that we pass in against the Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah? He goes, after all, why do you think there are no Sekeim? Why is there a Magen Avraham? Why is there, a Taz? Why is there, why are there all these things there? Those Ba'asri, why are they all there? They're there for a reason. They're there because there are times where, surprisingly, we don't hold. In fact, the Ramah disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. Sometimes we hold like the Mishnah Berurah. There are times we don't hold like the Mishnah Berurah. There are times where we hold like the Magen Avraham against the Taz, against the... That's Baruch Hashem, Shivim Panim L'Torah. Right? We quoted the famous line of, V'nei Yisrael Hochim B'yad Ramah, that the Ashkenazim, we generally go like the Ramah. Not always. There are times we don't go like the Ramah. So here, people are upset. The Ramah doesn't say anything here. Maybe the Ramah agrees. He says, it's not going to be the first time we go against the Shulchan Aruch. Don't worry so badly. Again, I assume this guy's a Sephardi. Don't worry so much. Second of all, and probably I think the best right, who says this is negative to Shulchan Aruch? After all, a very close friend of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, wrote, which is the Shulchan Aruch, wrote, what did he write? He wrote that this is, there's certainly a heth. He wrote this in the Torah. The heth there is, only if you're Yotze. To be Yotze, someone, but if you're not Yotze anyone, then of course you can say a Baal Peh. So he says, why did the Beis Yosef write this? He says that he quotes a sefer that says that there are many times where the Beis Yosef wrote something, and the Shulchan Aruch didn't write it because it's so obvious, or this was a din b'hanogos, this is the way people act, and he Shulchan Aruch was only halachos, right? We know, obviously, the Shulchan Aruch is very different in the way that it's a concise halacha, as opposed to the Torah that goes on and on and on. Beis Yosef goes on and on and on. This is halacha number one. This is what you can't do. Here are some, right? So therefore, that was one. Number three, he says, by you saying that you want to go negative the Shulchan Aruch, or you want to go for the Shulchan Aruch, you're being machmir in a makom where you should be makel. You're being, what are you doing? You're being machmir. And for other people, you think you're being, but you're not, because now you're being machmir for people, now they're not going to be able to learn. But look at Tzad Heter. There are so many different people who say that this is mutter. Certainly in this specific case, it would be mutter. And one of the ways that he ends on, he says, Venira Barra, you can't do it. You can't go back. This is what the minhag is. It was established. It wasn't established tam. It's established by Gedolei Yisrael. This is the way you should be mechanech people. And therefore, he's totally against it. So, he brings up the Zahatria. And it appears that most of the Achronim learn this halacha as a halacha that's very specific. Probably, if I can venture to say, created specifically for Kriyas Torah. And when you're Yotze people, maybe Kuz Vayechulu. Right? So we said why by Birchas Kohanim? And Mela, it's something that you Yotze. So Birchas Kohanim, what do we do by Birchas Kohanim? I think it's very interesting. Birchos Kohanim, they don't just get up there and say it. It's a chazan that says the word. Why does he do that for? Were they stupid? So maybe that's the reason. He says, Yivarecha, Yivarecha. Hashem, Hashem. Why? The reason is he doesn't want them to do it by heart. The chazan's not saying it baal peh. He's looking. So in that case, because their hands are doing the avodas kodesh, they can't look in a sitter. So Ace, certainly that's Ace Lasel Slashem, but it's also Kabbalah Siva, whatever you want to say. I think there's a lot of attainment for that too. By Shema, you also have the same thing, by covering, you know, certainly by covering the hand for Shema, you have no choice. And therefore that would be Mutter. And Parshas Atamid, so that's not so clear why that would be Mutter to do. And so therefore what we've seen certainly is that there's a lot of attainment here. Even though the Gemara interprets it, you're not allowed to the cloud. We see already the Rashi seems to say it's only about Mesoris Yisrael, something you're giving over to Yisrael. We see the Hetzer from the Torah. Then we quoted the beginning one. We quoted the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself has holy Teterim. Eitz Lasos Hashem. He says Lahosi Acherim. Kavod Tzibur. Tehillim knows Laor Hashem is Ketoros Tefila. Then we saw the Ruch Hashulchan. He also says Yosi Tzibur. He also says based on the Tosfos in Trumas, which we quoted, the Tosfos in Trumas says what? That a person is, this is only by Mamash Pesukim that are written in the Torah, the Chumash, not anything that's written in Nach. Therefore, all Tehillim would be okay, no problem. The Yushalmi, and the Tosfos Yishonim, the Birkei Yosef, said that this is only a Mitzvah Minamuchar. Okay, you should, it's nice to do, but you don't have to do it, Mamash. Then we said by Halal, it's no problem, because Halal Shevach Lo Da, so we brought in this idea of Torah's Tefillah. And then the Aruch HaShulchan quoted the Mordechai, which we already quoted. He says that it's, you have no problem, it's okay to say it. It's mutter, lahotzi acherim. Then we said, what's the lashon of the Rama who does quote it? The Rama also must be heter of that lahotzi acherim. Esos lahashem. Then we quoted modern day tshuvas nowadays. What do we do by Kiddush? We say Kiddush isn't a problem according to Tzili Ezer's Edus. And then we said by Tehillim, the Chassam Sofer probably says it's okay. Also, this idea. So this is also kind of the Torah's Tefillah idea. And by Chinuch, if that's the way that it's done, you're not being Yotzei, that's also a Tzadla Heter for many, many, many different reasons, it would be Mutter. Certainly, bottom line, as we pointed out, that when it comes to certain things that we're definitely not sure of, so it's better to say it inside, to make sure that the Torah that we're quoting is the appropriate Torah. But if there's a reason to do it, we see that there are many, many Heterim for a person to not have to say it within the text that a person can say it be al peh. It's clear.